Hello, everybody. It's Timmy Sims. It's been a long, super long time since I've done one of these. And I was out at the beach. It's a rainy night. It was really a gorgeous night. I picked up kayaking, and all day I was like water sick. I wanted to get out on my yak that I call Soups. Soups or Clark, can't decide. I actually got Lexi out on it twice and have this wonderful kayaking, hiking, family, friends group. And I was at work wanting so bad to be out on the water. And of course, I will come home to get my dog, grab some Chinese food, some chicken fried rice and some egg rolls, and run to the beach to let her stretch her legs and hope that I don't get a $500 ticket. And then the storm's coming through, and what is it about the water? Nobody's really in a bad mood there, and people are like loving on Lexi. People telling me the story about how they lost a dog and they want to do a dog, but they're gonna go on vacation and think about it. And the little time that Lexi was loving on them, they're like, oh, we want a dog. This lady didn't want to leave. It's kind of sad. I know I was like that. Audrey passed. And I'm just sitting here on the beach getting rained on, watching lightning, because this sky is gorgeous. You know, a lightning storm off to the side. Ooh, big bolt right there. And then in front of me, this rainbowy colored sky in this window of gray and dark. And just the sound, and to see her. She's rolling in the sand. She's sniffing. She doesn't care that she's getting rained on. I couldn't have been more blessed and perfectly matched with this dog. To throw her on a kayak, and she loves it. Everything we do, anything has me attached, she's all for it. And then it's like, well, we don't have to be joined at the hip. She runs and does her thing and comes back and check in on me and then leave. And you know, it's been a really long, the ups and downs. It's been a long time since I've done this. And I really, you know, I kind of missed it. I kind of missed checking in and talking, journaling, and a lot of stuff happened. But you know, the best things happened is I found my gratitude. I lost how to connect with people, how to talk with people. I wanted to live under a rock and be unhappy. And now, it's raining. Now I just want to be happy. I want to be outside. I don't want to be under a rock. I want to enjoy my friends. I want to enjoy my family. I want to be outside. She ran ahead of me to get in the car. Don't you go too far, Kirk. Get over here. And life just keeps getting better and better. This has been a tough week for my family. Oh, my cousin Ben got hurt. A friend passed away of cancer. Sister, family member had a tumor, brain tumor removed. And then I finally got my promotion. I got it. Changing life. I'm changing my jobs, and my job is going to allow me, my new job is going to allow me to have a new life, a normal life, a normal schedule. I'm going to be able to do stuff I've always wanted to do, have time to do stuff I want to do, get hours back to my day, hours to get back to my community, get to the gym, paint more, be more with my dog, be with my family, my friends. And I'm just so excited for that. So, you know, even when all this crazy stuff happens and life gets lifey, you know, I found my gratitude. I found, you know, the first thing isn't for me, first reaction isn't for me to, you know, now to shut off from the world, to close down. Ooh, is it wet out there? Good thing I picked up some Chinese on the way. My first reaction isn't to just shut down and not think about it. Now I can reach out to friends. I can get outside. I can go for a ride, a yak, a paddle. And, you know, find my inner spirit, my inner calm. And that's something I never had before. I wanted to hide away from life, and now I want to live life. and help others find their joy, they're happy. And if I continue to do this podcasting thing, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to help people find the good. You know, somebody tells me if everyone puts their empties their pocket of their troubles and their lives and their woes out onto a table, and you are allowed to pick somebody else's problems, 99 times out of 10, you'd end up taking your own problems back. And, you know, when you're knee deep in it, it's kind of hard to see all that life. And now I do. And now I do. Now I want to have fun. I want to live life. And God, for once in my life, I want to be happy. I live in a beautiful town. I got a beautiful dog. I have beautiful friends, a host of live, actual friends I can touch, that can go to a movie, go get coffee, walk my dog, give me a hug when I need one. I can't be more blessed than that. So just a tester, just a chat, just to say, how do you do? I gotta go eat some Chinese. All right, it's been a while, you guys. Take care of you. Bye.